win for Zambia, we draw.
Kiengo.
2-0 win, Congo DR.
All right, thank you so much for listening or watching the back page right here on RCV. Your home since 94.
You didn't give us your prediction.
Zambia 2, DR 0.
Okay.
It's the end, it's the wrap.
We wait.
Join us next week right here and know that anything is possible. My name is Jane Dunta Mwemba, the Bola Queen.
Let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Why are we here? Good question. But not as good as, are you the best version of yourself? Because we believe you must never settle for just okay. Somehow good, or almost good. First reach for good, then better, and keep evolving after becoming the best. Why? Because the best of ideas lie in the constant evolution of itself. And we have what it takes to continually move your business idea from okay to good, best to ubiquitous. And that's what drives us at Infratel. We say move. Move to impact. Move with Infratel. Infratel. Accessible everywhere.
Teachers to comply with licensing requirements. MedRap calls for mandatory extension of forensic audit from ZAMSA to health facilities. And Mali charges ex-Prime Minister with undermining the state over post on X. Good afternoon. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. The Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, has urged all teachers and head teachers to register with the national database and obtain valid practicing licenses to uphold professionalism and safeguard the integrity of the teaching profession. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, TCZ Public Relations Officer Koreta Soko stressed the importance of maintaining up-to-date licenses, noting that it enhances professional skills and keeps educators aligned with evolving trends in the education sector. Ms. Soko said the regulatory framework not only ensures effective workforce management, but also promotes continuous professional development and quality education delivery. Licensing equips teachers with innovative training methods and fosters high standards in education, she said. She added that through the Teacher Management Information System, TCZ is committed to placing registered teachers in appropriate positions, ensuring accountability and effective deployment across the education sector.
when my head of administrator or the head teacher checks on the portal, they'll be able to tell. So Coretta, when Coretta was at Kalonga Secondary School, she accrued 20 CPD points. Now she has moved to Kabwe Secondary School, and here she's also accruing another 50 credit points. So it's the same with private schools. I know in some instances there are those private schools that are not stable and they are fluid. You find they give you an address here, tomorrow they shift to there. But any teacher that is going to interface with the learner, any teacher that is going to stand in front of the board and teach, they need to be registered, meaning they need to have a TCZ number. Whether in
visiting Botswana President Duma Gideon Boko has encouraged Zambian farmers to remain resilient in the face of climate change, stressing that it is a reality that is here to stay. President Boko noted that while Zambians have positively responded to government's call to venture into farming, climate change continues to pose a significant challenge to these efforts. Speaking when he officiated at this year's 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka, held under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, President Boko commended the dedication of Zambian farmers but warned that their hard work is under threat from shifting weather patterns. Climate change knows no borders, and it is therefore imperative that nations come together and adopt climate-smart agricultural practices that will mitigate its impact, said President Boko. Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized the importance of regional collaboration in building climate resilience, calling on African countries to share knowledge, ideas, and investments to address the growing climate crisis. As a gesture of goodwill, President Hichilema gifted his Botswana counterpart 200 bags, 50 kg each, of basal fertilizer, 250 bags of urea, and 1,200 kilograms of maize seed. Medicine Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on the extension of forensic audit into all public health facilities following extensive supply chain failures, including inflated drug prices, unaccounted stock, procurement irregularities, among others, covering January 2023 to December 2024 by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. In a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka, MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka is of the view that patients must be assured they receive the medicines intended for them, not lost to theft or mismanagement. Mr. Lioka says he's aware that actions have begun where 401 health facilities have been investigated, 75 arrests made, with 27 convictions to date, and some senior ZAMSA officials are facing prosecution. However, facility-level pilferage requires further inspection. While the ZAMSA audit has been a necessary first step, it is far from sufficient, as the deeper root at general hospitals, district hospitals, clinics, and dispensing outlets must be investigated, said Mr. Lioka. Mr. Lioka said that the law should be applied without leniency, including full legal prosecution of those responsible, from the low-level actors to senior figures, to serve as genuine deterrence and uphold transparency. He has since appealed to have the forensic audit extended into all public health facilities to assess discrepancies between procured stock, facility inventory, and dispensed medicine.
There is need for an overhaul of the health sector in terms of the supply chain. The audit that has been made in ZAMSA must be extended to health facilities across the country to look at how medicines have been utilized there, so that we compare with what has been dispensed to patients and what has been received. I think we're going to see even bigger disparities in terms of utilization of medicines.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has expressed concern over the recent renewal of emergency electricity tariffs, describing the move as unsettling and poorly timed for the industrial sector. In a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today, ZAM President Ashu Saga stated that the decision made without consultation has disrupted pricing structures for manufacturers already grappling with high production costs and energy insecurity. He said the tariff initially introduced to cover imported power appears no longer justified given improvements in hydroelectric generation and the rollout of solar installations. Mr. Saga said that the lack of dialogue and transparency surrounding the renewal has shaken business confidence, particularly among manufacturers who rely heavily on consistent energy pricing to maintain operations. He urged the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and ZESCO to engage more proactively with industry stakeholders before implementing such cost-altering measures, warning that sudden changes further erode margins and